We all know that at the end of Parsha Shlach, the Torah introduces us to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The pasuk says, "Yerisim also ischaitem as kol mitzvah Hashem," that you'll see the tzitzis and you'll remember all of the mitzvahs. So how does that happen? How is it that by looking at the tzitzis we're going to remember all of Tariq mitzvahs? So we're all familiar with the famous statement of Chazal that Rashi quotes, that tcheles doma liyam, that really the zechiras kol mitzvahs comes if you wear the tcheles. If you don't wear the tcheles, you're not going to get that zechira. The tcheles doma liyam, yam doma l'rakia, rakia doma l'kisei hakovid. So if you wear the tcheles and the tzitzis, then you'll think of the kisei hakovid. You'll indirectly think of the kisei hakovid, and that will remind you of all of the mitzvahs. So the question is, if the real memory of the mitzvahs comes from the kisei hakovid, then when you think of the kisei hakovid, you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that reminds you of all of the mitzvahs. So then the Torah should have required that we put on the tzitzis a color that looks like the kisei hakovid itself. It sounds like the tcheles doesn't really look like the yam. It's similar to the yam. And the yam is a little similar to the rakia, and the rakia is like the kisei hakovid, but they're not quite the same, because if they were the same, we wouldn't need all of the, you know, the whole hishtalshlus. We wouldn't need the whole process. We could just say that the tcheles looks like the kisei hakovid, so that reminds you of all of the mitzvahs. It seems like each element reminds you of the next element because it's similar in color, but not quite the same. And ultimately, you'll think of the kisei hakovid, and that will remind you of all the mitzvahs. So why do that? The Torah Lechar should have said it. Put, you know, dye the tzitzios, dye one tzitzis with a tzeva that looks like the kisei hakovid, and then you'll remember the mitzvahs. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Darash Moshe suggest that the Torah wants to teach us a fundamental yisod about growth. With this comment, the Torah is teaching us how to grow in ruchnius. The growth in ruchnius has to be a gradual process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like you can jump to the goal immediately. You need amelus and you need your gear. You need hard work day in and day out, every single day. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen immediately. And that's what the Torah is saying, that the tcheles is doma liyam, and the yam is doma to the rakia, and the rakia is doma l'kisei hakovid. It's a gradual process. You can't just jump to the kisei hakovid immediately. Realize that it's a gradual process, and realize that you have to put in the effort, and if you put in the effort, so then hopefully you'll reach the goal. Rav Moshe says that the geula is similar. The pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya says, "Ki lo v'chipazon teitzeu." You're not going to leave quickly. The geula is not going to happen quickly. It's not going to happen in one fell swoop. We know that Chazal say in another context, "Ve'ita achishena," that sometimes if Klal Yisrael is zocha, achishena, the geula can come quickly. But in this pasuk, the Navi is saying that it's ki lo v'chipazon teitzeu. It's not going to come quickly. The geula is a process. It takes time. It takes time. There are ups and downs, and there are yisurim, and there's persecution, and it doesn't happen. It's not a smooth path. But ultimately, we believe that the geula will come. If we do our part, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the geula in the proper time. But we have to realize that it's going to be a process. We have to put in our effort, and hopefully, if we put in our effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to the finish line. He'll bring us to the goal that we so want. That's true on a national level in terms of a geula. It's true on the individual level as well. You know, it's not easy to grow in Torah. We work very hard throughout the year, throughout June's month, in the summer. We can't stop. We have to keep on putting in effort. But we have to realize that it's a process. Growth in Ruchnius is a process. You can't jump to the finish line without effort. But if we put in our effort, if we put in our hishtadlus, then we can hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the goal that we desire, and he'll help us achieve to our full potential. Shabbos.